The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Hi, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We are entering hour number three. I want to tell you about our great friends here at United Rentals. I just walked around. I'm trying to find something I don't know, and it's not hard to do, Zach, but I found a couple things over there, but some drill bits and some... I did find a pipe finder, Zach, how you find pipes. I need one of those at my house for sure. Come by and see us. We are off of Woodruff Road. We're at 117 Industrial Way off of Woodruff Road, behind the Home Depot is probably the best way to describe that. They have all kinds of unbelievable things on hand here. What we're talking about is 4,200 classes of equipment. Haven't even been outside yet to see all the boom lifts and the backhoes and front loaders and see all that kind of stuff. We'll do that a little later on today. Whatever you need, concrete, masonry, lawn, landscape, plumbing, air tools, earth moving equipment, welders, tools, truck, trailers, so much more. They can do that. We have a special now for one more hour. The first person comes in, buys a Ditch Witch walk behind trencher, you'll get a free trailer with that. That's a $500 value. We'll have a special with Brad and Ben show, and then a special with Quark and Kelly coming up. So come by and see us here, 117 Woodruff Industrial Lane in Greenville. The 805 guest, Paul Strelo, joins us now. We're talking a little Clemson recruiting. Good morning, Paul Strelo. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Great. Glad to hear that. Let's review, if we can, what was seemingly just an unbelievable unofficial visit list for Clemson last week and see how it goes. Now, Paul, I got to be honest with you. I watched a video this week of a 10-year-old say his name, and I am trying as hard as I can for, I wrote it down this way, DJ Uwangalale.
Nope. Close enough. Uwangalale.
All right. Hey, yeah. Man, I'm getting better at it. I'm zeroing exactly in on that now. Paul, how well did it go for him as dad as an assistant coach on that unofficial visit?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about recruiting being so early is you've got plenty of time to pick up the name by the time he might actually arrive to campus. But,
right.
Yeah, Uwangalale, you've got me tongue-tied, and his traveling party, you know, they came in Friday night, early Saturday morning, kind of after their state championship, and got to Atlanta about 7 o'clock in the morning and drove immediately to campus. Yeah. I don't know that it could have gone much better because, in part, I really think the biggest factor for this visit or the biggest thing that Clemson needed to accomplish was to really just show Uwangalale's father everything. I think DJ really already kind of knew everything that he was going to see, just hadn't been to a game at Death Valley. But Big Dave, as he goes by, and who's a very prominent voice on social media, yeah, he liked Oregon, and but just hadn't seen Clemson. And so I think it was big for him to get to spend more time with coaches, to spend a lot of Sunday, you know, in meetings with the coaching staff and going out to dinner, or, you know, spending time with Dabo Swinney. I think all that really added up to the arrow was already pointing in Clemson's favor, and I think now it's pointing very strongly in Clemson's favor.
For those that have not seen him, have not evaluated him, what kind of player are we talking about? How would he compare skill-wise, talent-wise, skill-set-wise to the other two five-star quarterbacks Clemson has signed here in recent years, Deshaun Watson and now Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, I've said Trevor Lawrence is the best high school prospect. He and Jadeveon Clowney are the two best high school prospects I've ever seen. So as a quarterback, I don't think I could put Uwangalale up at that level. But, he's at 6'4", 6'5", 250, but he can run, just like Trevor Lawrence surprises people with how well he can move and his ability to get downfield. Same thing Deshaun Watson did to some degree. But, I think that's one thing that sticks out about Uwangalale is even though he has close to like Big Ben type size, he's someone who can keep the ball in the zone read, and run, along with strong arm. A little different release and mechanics, but he's got the arm strength, the accuracy. There are a lot of tools that just kind of make him a no-brainer five-star type prospect.
No-brainer, number one player in the country, or I know these services like to keep things interesting. We saw, for some unknown reason, a couple of them tried to say that Justin Fields is better than Trevor Lawrence, even though we know that wasn't the case. I know a lot of politics plays in that, but in my mind, Trevor was the, you know, from what I saw on all the film and all that, that Trevor was by far the number one player in the country last year. Are we talking about the same kind, or will he be a guy who will be challenged for the number one player in the country?
I don't think it's this far out. I don't think it's easy to just characterize that somebody is going to, go from start to finish. I think Trevor Lawrence for me was such a differential talent that you can make that claim. I would have to possibly spend some more time looking at the top couple guys at the 2020 board, but I think I tend to look at rankings a lot like a draft. And so in that respect, when you, like we see with the NFL draft and whatever, a quarterback that differential is going to be a top pick. Quarterbacks are generally overvalued anyway, but just given the value of the position, I think you could easily make the claim for him at number one, and odds are for us, he will probably stay number one, but I don't think there's quite the separation that you had with Trevor Lawrence in the field.
Paul, he talks about maybe a springtime decision, but baseball will be a factor with him in that timing of a decision. Do you have a time frame in your mind where you could start being on commitment watch and maybe maybe a more definite time where you can see him make a decision?
He talked about bringing his mom back in the spring, taking a couple other visits until then. I think if you look at the history of Clemson quarterback recruiting, I think last year Tyson Pumichon was a bit of an outlier because Clemson was seeing where it would go with its top target, Bo Nix. And I don't know that Clemson had really narrowed in and fallen in love with anybody else. But when you go before that, Trevor Lawrence, had committed December like 15th. And then the previous class before that, Hunter Johnson, Chase Bryce, those guys both committed in December, mid-December time frame. So my personal belief is I think while Uiagalelei expresses that it will go into the spring, I think Clemson is probably in better position to get it done earlier than that. And the precedent shows that they tend to get it done earlier than that.
All right, as far as what it means, first of all, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, tells me that what it really means is Clemson will never lose another football game ever again. I'm not going that far, Paul. But what does it mean to moving forward? Let's consider this. Deshaun Watson is doing very well in the NFL, a first-round draft pick. Trevor Lawrence, you expect great things from. If DJ Uiagalelei comes in and does well, what does it mean for the next number one quarterback and the one after that? How much do these guys pay that attention to these kind of things and see the success like we've seen maybe at wide receiver you here? What does that mean to maybe Clemson becoming quarterback you?
Well, I believe should Clemson get Uiagalelei, this would be reminiscent of that period where USC would just kind of get the golden boy from the West Coast year after year after year and would kind of stockpile quarterbacks. A lot of variables go into play on how long you can sustain that, with coaching turnover and, things do cycle in and out, et cetera. But, I think certainly Deshaun Lawrence's success played a role in appealing, Clemson appealing to Trevor Lawrence. And I think we're seeing right now with Clemson sustaining its level of passing game and prominence with Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, that Trevor and as much of a degree Deshaun's success influenced DJ Uiagalelei. If this continues, there does tend to have that cyclical effect, and Clemson positions himself as well as anyone to be able to attract that number one quarterback. Which is truly the key. When you look at what differentiates Clemson in the ACC, what separates a lot of the schools, how many good teams in the ACC, how many good quarterbacks do you see? I think that's what, is kind of a differentiator this year. And so if you can keep doing that, it tends to multiply.
What does it say geographically? I know the world's getting smaller. I know recruiting is getting smaller as well. But what does it say that if Clemson can pull this off to go get potential 4 or 5-star wide receiver in this class and maybe the number one player in the next class as far as the state of California? What does it say about Clemson's recruiting footprint?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's kind of the fascinating thing each year now is what can Clemson do to top itself? You know, 2 years ago, they go into, Butch Jones was regarded as a really good recruiter. And they go into his backyard and get the guy named T, who's right there in Knoxville. Certainly the connection was always made to T. Martin's name there. Friends with Amari Rodgers, for them to go get T. Higgins was a pretty profound statement, even though they had recruited well at the position. And then they come back last year and to go and beat, Urban Meyer and Nick Saban in their backyards for Jackson Carman and Justin Ross. I don't think probably at the beginning of the cycle, despite how prominent Clemson's profile was, we would have given them a chance, much of a chance, to get those done. But they did. And so, really the next things left were, can Clemson get the big guy out of Texas? Can Clemson get the big guy out of even California, where they hadn't really signed anybody since 1995? So, I think it's just kind of the next notch on the belt, so to speak, for Clemson, that they can not only go get the number one quarterback, but in an area in California that they really haven't had any success with. And really haven't even tried to strongly recruit before. So it's just kind of what can they do to top themselves the next time.
Speaking of top themselves for the next time, this next class will be very big as far as offensive linemen are concerned, and Clemson got its third offensive lineman commitment. Let me try this one. Paul Tachio?
Close. The T is silent. Paul Chio.
Chio. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Even simpler than that.
Simpler than that. What kind of player are they getting from the Alpharetta, Georgia offensive lineman?
Mm-hmm. Chio is 6'5", probably between 300 and 320. And he plays left guard for his team right now, but I think when you go see him, just kind of what stands out is, the kid is big. He's got some length to him. There's some question, does he play tackle, does he play guard? I think he profiles a lot like John Simpson. Just in terms of body structure and feet and developmental, someone that I don't think comes in and immediately is a contributor. But I think once he gets a year or so of coaching, I think he will get some. I think there's a high upside there to him particularly as an interior lineman. I think it's big for Clemson while they've had success with the Maverick Morris, the Gage Cervenka. 6'3" type guys, Tremaine Ankrum even, guys who, are good players. They just don't have the pro measurables for their size or for their position. I think when you can have John Simpsons and whatnot, the bigger guys who can come in and succeed, I think it opens the door not only for your line recruiting to improve, but I just think that bigger is better at that position. You see Alabama, Georgia, prioritize bigger offensive lines for a reason. So I think the bigger body types that they can get in and continue upgrading at that, I think it makes a stronger statement for them and probably, helps, increases the odds that their line gets better and takes that next step over time.
One of the things we have discussed, probably prematurely, but we always do this in our deal, in your industry as well, that Tony Elliott's name is being mentioned heavily at Georgia Tech. What effect, if Tony Elliott would be the head coach, would take the job and be the guy at Georgia Tech, what effect would that have on Clemson's recruiting short-term and long-term?
I don't know that it would have a great effect. Certainly, Tony Elliott is very valuable to the staff. He has great relationships. In Atlanta and huge hand, obviously, and to be able to go in and get Travis Etienne late there 2 years ago, the relationships he built with Lynn J. Dixon allowed them to really be the last to offer, and Clemson still come in and get him at the end. So I think he very much fits the profile of what Dabo Swinney likes to have selling his program. And so he's a very good recruiter in that regard. But you also have to look at, you know, just like when Chad Morris left Clemson, there wasn't really the drop-off because it's about who Dabo Swinney puts in that spot. And I think just in general there, you know, Dabo Swinney's track record shows, you know, he's going to put somebody in there that meets a lot of those qualifications. And I don't, you know, I think the Clemson brand and Clemson name sells itself, and Clemson recruits players as such to where really one coaching relationship shouldn't, and most of the time wouldn't be the differentiator in a whether a kid sticks with Clemson. You know, they stick in the so many different tentacles that, you know, it isn't really tied to one guy. So I think Tony Elliott is big for Clemson recruiting, but I don't think, you know, that Clemson faces a situation like a lot of other schools that if one assistant coach leaves, that can, you know, wreak havoc with four or five guys.
All right, before I let you go, we have time for one more quick one. A ton of unofficial visits from this past weekend. Is there a one or two that you'd really like to highlight that the fans really need to know about, maybe some future big news coming down the road or any kind of major inroads they made from last weekend? It's hard because they had so many great ones in. Anybody you'd really like to highlight?
Yeah, I think maybe the biggest name that they probably have traction with is, you know, they had two of the top four guys in the country for the 2020 class, and the other was Damascus defensive lineman Brian Brzee, you know, 6'5", 280, you know, a guy who can play inside and out. Probably going to release his top group in the coming weeks is what he's thinking. Yeah, I think, you know, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, they're all legitimately in the mix. But I think, you know, I think Clemson is in there more than people think. You know, I think they're going to be in that top five or six. Now, don't want to frame them as the leader, but I think they are in contention. And so I think that's significant for him coming out of this weekend to have spent more time on campus with the coaches, see a game in person, and really as he goes into the next phase of his recruitment, you know, Clemson fresh in the mind.
Paul, I hate to ask you to do it again. One more time on Brian.
Spelled with an S, but sounds like a Z.
Brzee, I got it. And then I'm going to try it one more time here, buddy. Uyunglele.
You're there.
Yes.
It's a proud moment. A single tear going down my cheek.
Hey, ACC championship game coverage, college football playoff coverage, daily insider stuff now. Tell us what's coming up on the best in the business, TigerIllustrated.com.
Sure, we've got obviously a lot going on with recruiting and in-home visits, getting ready to crank up for Clemson after the ACC championship. The stretch run, you know, really for 2 weeks of hardcore recruiting before the early signing dates, and Clemson's got a half dozen guys, you know, that is truly probably, you know, legitimately in play for going down the stretch. So this is the closing time for Clemson, and a lot's going on here.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Get in touch with those good folks. Hey, Paul, have a great week. Let's talk some playoffs next week, talk some recruiting next week, and there's so many guys that were in that we didn't touch on. I have 100 questions, but I'm out of time. I can't thank you enough, and looking forward to visiting with you next Thursday.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
Good friend, Paul Strelo. I can say Strelo. Strelo. Zach Orr, you know, Clemson has a commitment from John Williams. You notice I didn't have to ask how to pronounce that. Now, Chio and Uyunglele and Brzee and all that kind of stuff, I might have to ask some stuff. So anyway, I've got John Williams down pat. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Katechee, CATECHEE.com. I played golf yesterday at the Walker course. A good friend of mine said, Mickey, I've been to Katechee twice in the last 2 weeks, and their green speeds are measuring a 12 right now. Golfers love fast greens. If you love fast greens, get down to Katechee right now. If you love wide open, great, beautiful scenery at golf courses, you want to see turkey and deer and foxes and all kinds of wildlife, you're going to love Katechee. If you're looking for a great wedding venue, a great venue to hold your corporate meetings, I mentioned centrally located in Hartwell, Georgia, between Athens and Clemson, between Charlotte and Atlanta, corporate meetings can be set up there. It's our great friends at Katechee, CATECHEE.com. Hey, you have 36 minutes. Which ditch walk behind trencher from here at United Rentals? Get a free trailer with that at $500 value. I'll tell you more about that deal and more when you return after this.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Don't hibernate this winter. Visit Yellowstone, stop by the store, go anywhere, in any weather, with Michelin tires.
Between November 14th and December 14th, get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at the Pendleton Tire Company.
See Michelman.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Treat your lady to a day of complete relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. She'll love the rejuvenating facial, skin, and nail therapy, and many other services. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for any occasion and shows her you care. This holiday, treat her to Lilia Day Spa, 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the half, the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here from United Rentals in Greenville off of Woodruff Road. Come by and see us. I got more things to tell you about with that in a second. Hey, I want to tell you about Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. One of the most beautiful places I've ever been. And I just know that this time of year is, you know, you get some spring and summer. You get some crowded times in there, hard tea times. Fall's a great time to go down. I'm looking at the weather right now. The extended weather forecast looks great for Hilton Head right now. And that Arctic rush really hadn't hit down that way. Go by and see our friends at Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort, award-winning resort. Now, think about this, Zach. There's tons of resorts out there. And to win awards is difficult. How do you do it? You got to have something for everybody, for every kid, for the boys, the girls, the young kids, the tweeners, the teenagers or tweenagers, and the adults and the grandmoms and grandpa, everybody, no matter what you're looking for, beach and tennis and golf. And I told you, I don't know if I told you, I'm getting into pickleball now. That's my next voyage is pickleball. Go by and see these great folks. You're going to love Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. On that Palmetto Dunes golf report, again, DJ Johnson, Dustin Johnson, should say DJ, is playing down at the World Hero Challenge down in the Bahamas. He goes off this afternoon. This is a limited field golf channel today, but we'll get you some scores tomorrow. But golf is really kind of back right now with the with this one. They'll take a little bit of time off, and then we'll get back into the 2018 or 2019 season. I do wanted to mention that for you. I wanted to give you these dates as far as planning the 2019 and maybe getting out and seeing some golf tournaments again. We are very fortunate to have so many big-time local events here on this on the PGA Tour locally. The make sure I'm not telling this. You know the TPC has moved. I have actually two sets of friends that go to the TPC every year. So we just had the Sea Island stuff for anybody that wants to get down or go down to that way. The TPC has moved. That's going to be in March of this year. Matter of fact, just the dates, that's March 14th through the 17th. The Augusta National this year, the Masters, the official tournament, is the 14th, April 11th through the 14th. Harbortown, for those that want to head down to Hilton Head, that's April the 18th through the 21st. Charlotte up at Wells Fargo, that's May the 2nd through the 5th. As far as the Wyndham Championships, that's in August of next year, August 1st to the 4th. You can go up to Greensboro and check that out. And the Tour Championship is at Eastlake again. That's August 22nd through the 25th. So plenty of opportunities to stop by and see the PGA Tour locally here in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia for 2019. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Go by and see our very good friends down at Palmetto Dunes. In case you're just joining us, Paul Johnson retired yesterday. You knew that. In case you didn't stay up and see it last night, Jeff Brohm turns Louisville down. Where does Louisville go now? Scott Satterfield is the biggest name there. The New Orleans Saints and Dallas Cowboys tonight on Thursday Night Football. Hey, the Citadel plays tonight, only college game tonight. Citadel and Charleston Southern tonight. And then we'll have the Pac-12 championship tomorrow, Washington and Utah. Travis Etienne, ACC Player of the Year, ACC Offensive Player of the Year. Cleland Farrell is the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Mr. Orr 24, we'll open up phone lines now, 654-ROAR. Also on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24, and our text line, 986-1566. Zach Orr, you just heard Paul Strelo. What did you learn from the recruiting segment on this week's show?
That we're never losing a football game again. And I think that's evidently just crystal clear now. Because Clemson is just bringing in anybody and everybody that they want to.
Yeah, somehow, some way they'll lose another one at certain point in time. But I don't know on when that might be. On our Twitter feed, Static writes in, our Countdown 25 Static writes in, can absolutely confirm that Bank of America Stadium is one of the worst stadiums to try to get into quickly. Panther games are better, but so it's probably just the ACC, but get there early. I mentioned that if you're going to the game on Saturday night, weather will be a little bit of a factor. It's going to be warm, 58 to 61. So around 60 degrees, that's great. But some showers, light rain for the most part, it will affect tailgating. So go over to Draft or go over to some of the other local restaurants and check things out. Do we have the broadcast information yet?
Well, you don't have to worry about any of the weather stuff, though, right? Because you'll be in the luxury boxes like usual.
Nope, upper deck as usual. I told you this before.
You are not
every single away stadium this year. Every single away stadium this year, if they had an upper deck, I sat in the upper deck.
You can see the smudges of grass and dirt on people's jerseys because you're so close to the benches right there. You're right on the 50, right? Usually right up behind it there. It's nice. It's good.
You couldn't be more wrong.
I know
you
what it's
could
like.
Not
I've,
be.
I've seen your seats on the road and at home. It's ridiculous.
I have great seats at home. Thanks to some good friends, but we don't have great seats anywhere on the road at this point. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. The only thing that I've not accomplished today on the show, Zach, that I wanted to is go a little bit over the Pittsburgh season. It has been a roller coaster season for Pittsburgh this year. It has been a season in which every time I think Pittsburgh is not a good football team, they went and won a game and acted like they were a good football team. And every time I thought they were a good football team, they turn around and not play very well and lose. We talked a little bit about their personnel in hours number one and two. We talked a little bit about their style of play in hour one or hour two. Let me give you their schedule and what they've done so far this year. It started out with a 33-7 win against Albany. Not a whole lot happened there. Not a whole lot you should be concerned about. Penn State beat them 51-6. Now, again, this is early in the season, but Penn State's explosive offense actually only had 390 yards. This is more about turnovers, three turnovers for Pittsburgh. And I think you had some non-offensive plays that set up touchdowns. You had DeAndre Tompkins had a 39-yard punt return, and Penn State had a 34-yard drive. Penn State had they got a safety in there. They had a 40-yard drive and a 35-yard drive. Penn State's defense shut down Pittsburgh and gave them short fields in that 51-6 interstate win there. Intrastate win there. Georgia Tech, they beat Georgia Tech 24-19. To me, the biggest play there was the Georgia Tech going for it on fourth down early, and that yielded a 14-0 lead, and then they kind of held on there. They got out to a big lead and kind of held on there. They lost 38-35 to North Carolina at home, and then lost the next week to UCF 45-14 at home. They were 2-3 at one point in time in the season. From there on, they kind of got on a roll. Before losing to Miami this past week, they beat Syracuse in overtime. They played Notre Dame, played Notre Dame socks off, man. They only lost 19-14 in South Bend. I watched that game. They had a pretty good defensive attack and a nice running game there. And a wild game, only saw the end of this one, in a wild game with Duke. They beat Duke 54-45. Went down to Virginia, actually saw some of this one as well. Went down to Virginia in a key Coastal Division battle and beat them 23-13. Actually just ran all over Virginia Tech. Allison had 235 yards in this one, and they beat Virginia Tech 52-22. Beat Wake Forest 34-13. A lot of people thought Wake Forest might win that game, but they went down to Winston-Salem and pulled away in the second half with that one. This past week, it was a bad Pittsburgh team again. Couldn't run the ball, only had 200 yards of offense, and Zach, it was a bad 24-3 loss there. So the losses just hadn't been very good. You don't think about teams going to championship game after losing to your arch rival by 51-6, by losing to North Carolina division foe, losing to Miami the way they did. But you know, they played a very difficult schedule. Who played a more difficult schedule than Pittsburgh this year? Penn State non-conference game At Central Florida non-conference game and at Notre Dame non-conference game. I'm not sure anybody played a more difficult non-conference schedule. Let's get to our phone lines. 654-ROAR. Furman Jeff is on hold. Good morning, Furman Jeff. I appreciate you hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. I hope you and Zach are doing well.
Yeah, we're blessed. Yep.
Hey, a couple comments on the Clemson-Carolina game. First thing, I thought Carolina had a real good game plan. The first touchdown, I think if you got the Scientology on that play, probably less than a 10% chance of that play going through. Very tight window. And then the last touchdown, I thought was, you know, I thought Isaiah Simmons had pretty good coverage, but, you know, he got the ball in there. But I think the thing for the yardage and things for me, it came down to something that I thought would hurt Clemson more throughout the year, and I think it did during the Texas A&M game in the Carolina. But not having Van Smith back for a senior year is one. And the absence of somebody like Dorian O'Daniel, really, on the screen passes, outlet passes, and down the middle of the field.
I think you make two really good points there. Van Smith had, a good career. Van Smith made a mistake by going pro, obviously, or trying to go pro and giving up his senior year, and they certainly missed him. Clemson's safety depth was a concern almost the entire year. I'm with you. I'm almost surprised that we didn't see more of that, Furman Jeff. But you bring up Dorian O'Daniel, and Dorian O'Daniel did some little things that Isaiah Simmons is not doing as of yet. And I thought Brent Venables made a great point this week when he said, if you are the flat guy at the first read of pass, you have to get out to the flats. And how many times did you see it against South Carolina where the flat guy, and against Duke as well, was just late getting out to the flats? And that's a lot of discipline. That's not playing with your eyes in the right place. And that's, you got to turn your head and you got to sprint. You know he runs well, but it's just experience and discipline enough to do when that is your responsibility, when that is your read, you got to bust it and get out there. And the Gamecocks had way too much underneath out there in the flats because Simmons wasn't out there in time.
Right. I thought the, you know, plays in the past couple of years that had gone for 1 or 2 yards were going for 8 or 9, and that really hurt them. But one other comment on the defense. A couple, I think it was 2 years ago when Pittsburgh beat Clemson. I think, if I'm thinking correct, I think they sacked Kendall Joseph that game, and maybe for an injury, a hamstring or something. And, you know, the absence of Trey Lamar, I think, also hurt them, you know, pretty big last Saturday.
Two great points, Jeff, and I appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great day. Trey Lamar hurt them. Not, you know, Trey Lamar's really good against the run, but I think he hurt them in just in getting lined up on time and getting the right call in, the right defense in. I thought Joseph did okay with all that, but as the game went on, the pace speeded up. I thought the Tigers had a little bit of an issue with that. This week, Lamar, Dabo Swinney said earlier, and you got to be careful with Dabo and injuries because he's very optimistic, but he says he's back at practice and fine now. But this is Trey Lamar's kind of game. Pittsburgh's number one deal they want to do on offense is run the ball between the tackles, and that really plays into Trey Lamar's hands. I would think Clemson's defense should be much better, A, because he's back, but B, it just plays into Clemson's strengths a lot more than what you saw from Duke or from South Carolina. I appreciate the phone call. Very nice of you to check in, Jeff. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. They want to do your garage floors. They want to come in and make your garage floors pop, give them great color, slip-resistant, stain-resistant, no more automotive fluid stains, no more of that concrete dust that you sweep up, no more of the you know, kind of hiding your garage. Open those garage doors up, show that garage door, show the garage floors off with Carolina Flooring Specialists. Don't do like some who've done it many times with the DIY. I should say the mess it up yourself, the MYI stuff. Instead, do it with Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. No obligation phone call. Let them give you an estimate. Come out to your home now, 404-8158. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up in the final segment from United Rentals. We'll tell you much more about that right after a short break.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Are you over 40? Need more stamina? Don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinos works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinos has all natural ingredients that are proven safe for men and women of all ages. Get started today. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Ah, yes, the holidays are upon us, and with that, the age-old question, what do you get for that special guy in your life? Well, I've got the solution right here. It's Harry's.com. They've got long-lasting quality products they make at a super reasonable price. Blades as low as $2 each. You can engrave it for the holidays, so it makes it personal. And the sets come in a handsome gift box starting at just $10. There's a 100% quality guarantee for your Harry's shave. As a special offer for fans of the show, we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets, when you go to Harry's.com and enter code OOB at checkout. Plus, you get free shipping. This is for new and returning customers and only available for the holidays. You get the handle with the engraving option, the five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover, and the handsome holiday gift box. If you want something for yourself, you can redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. Get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping ends on December 12th, so act now. Go to Harry's.com, enter code OOB to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last.
Hi, folks. Quark here to tell you about my friends at Robinhood. What is Robinhood? Well, it's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They want to make financial services work for everyone and not just the wealthiest among us. It's simple. It's intuitive. Other brokerages could charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission trees. Trade stocks, keep all of your profits. With easy-to-understand charts and market data, you can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. They make it so easy, and they let you learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks, track your favorite companies with a personalized news feed. Right now, Robinhood's giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build a portfolio. Sign up now at william.robinhood.com. That's william.robinhood.com. One more time, that's william.robinhood.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
College bowl season is almost here, and 105.5 The Roar WCCP brings you a complete rundown of all the games. Join us at Mellow Mushroom in Clemson, Wednesday, December 12th from 5 till 8. Mickey, Brad, Ben, Quok, Kelly, and Walt will all weigh in on who'll take home a bowl win. One listener could win pizza for a year from Mellow Mushroom or a cooler from Steve's Tire and Auto. Mellow Mushroom Clemson, December 12th. 5 till 8 from 105.5 The Roar. The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of all of your mortgage needs. They did that for me. I was intimidated. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue. And what I do, I went with Prime Lending. And they straightened things out for me. They refinanced for me. They actually did my other one, remodel for me. And as it turned out, it was two of the best decisions I've ever made. It's my friends at Prime Lending. Let Mark Hawkins and his great folks over at Prime Lending take care of you. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Hey, we're at United Rentals. Brad and Ben will be here. Quark and Kelly will be here. They have 4,200. Actually, has $1 million worth of inventory here. Hadn't even gone outside and looked at all the outdoor stuff. I'll do that after the show's over. But Brad and Ben will tell you much more about that. I appreciate Steve coming on with us earlier. Chessie writes in on Twitter at MrOr24 that if Tony Elliott leaves, he says Streeter will immediately be named co-offensive coordinator and will be primary play caller. Brad, I don't know about all that. Brandon Streeter has called plays in the past in his pre-Clemson stint as a coordinator. But the 2 points, I know this. I don't know what the plan is, but I can tell you that if that scenario came up, that Dabo Swinney has a plan. And the same thing for every one of his assistant coaches, same thing for every one of his players that might leave, any of the juniors that might leave, any of the graduate transferred, any of that kind of stuff. There's plans in place. These guys, they meet. They have a pre-meeting. They meet, then they have a post-meeting, and then they meet again. And so the planning, I read an article from warchant.com earlier said that one of the weaknesses of Willie Taggart and his staff is planning and organizational skills. And I can guarantee you this, from knowing the insides of Clemson football, from talking those into it, they will meet and meet and meet, and then they'll meet again. And so the contingency plans on everything they do is pretty cool there. Zach, let me get early, if I can, on my Brad Hughes Extra Forgiveness Award, because it's a pretty cool deal here. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad. Call him today, 292-3001. He'd love to help you out. BradHughes@Allstate.com. Make that one phone call today. Today, we will forgive Max Johnson, ESPN 300 four-star quarterback, the son of former NFL and Florida State quarterback Brad Johnson, committed to LSU yesterday. We're going to forgive him because it's the second time that Miami head coach has lost to the Tigers this fall. But this was more personal, according to Joel Anderson of ESPN. Rick is one of Max Johnson's uncles, the brother of Brad Johnson's wife, Nikki, and until Wednesday, thought to have the inside track. Mark Rick, is it falling apart at Georgia? He can't even sign his nephew. His nephew picks LSU over Miami. How's that go over at, like, Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner? Everybody gets together. You go outside. You throw the old ball in the yard, and you're doing your old recruiting, and then he picks LSU? And it's not like he's picking this great offense either. I don't know, man. A little surprised there that Max Johnson actually went the other way and went with LSU. Kind of shocked the world yesterday. From over in Watkinsville, Georgia, over at Oconee County High School. Mr. Orr 24, how you doing over there?
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. Hadn't talked to you in a while, man. What's going on in your world? What am I missing? What are we? We had a segment too. What else? I got 2 or 3 minutes here. What else do I need to talk about before we get off the air?
What else do we need to talk about? Have you learned anything up there?
You're gonna watch the Saints Cowboys tonight?
Of course, I'm gonna watch Saints Cowboys tonight. Can't wait to watch New Orleans whip that butt down there. It's gonna be great. Looking forward to it a lot. Have you learned anything at United Rentals today more than patter downers and rebar and ditch witch?
Here's what I learned. First of all, I learned some football from Brett, from Ben Milstead. Miami didn't have any quarterback commitments for the 19 or 20 class. And then Max Johnson goes another way. That's crazy. Here's the other thing I learned here today. And, man, this staff is awesome. They all listen to the show. They're all great people. They all know so much about what they do. When Brad and Ben – let me put Brad on here for a second because I got to ask him something.
No, I don't want to talk
to Brad.
Ben
knows all this stuff. Yeah, you want to talk to Brad right now. Ben knows all the stuff. I didn't know this. Ben Milstead was actually doing concrete work as a kid, like as a teenager and all. He knows all the stuff. You know what any of this stuff is?
No. Are you kidding? No.
I'm not even going to pretend. During the break, I'll show you what all the stuff is over here. That's post hole diggers. You know
I do know what those are.
This is a pipe finder. You find pipes with this. You stick it in the ground and you find a pipe.
Okay.
I'll show you everything. This all is a concrete kind of room over here. I'll show you all that a little bit later on. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Excited to be here at United Rentals.
I'm looking forward to hearing your show today. I'm going to be in Greenville all day today with meetings and going back and forth. I'll have you on for the most part when I'm not in meetings. What's on tap today?
A lot of Paul Johnson. It worked out perfectly. It's Daniel Shirley Day from the Athletic Atlanta.
Perfect.
He's known Paul forever and ever, so we'll get Daniel's take on what's going on at Georgia Tech and what happens next. John Whittle from the Big Spur, talk a little bit of South Carolina, kind of wrap things up coming out of that Clemson game and what they're trying to do against Akron on Saturday.
The Tech hire, I don't know who they're going to hire. But I've got to think that it won't be Jeff Munkin from Army. He's done a great job. Army's ranked. And he has spent time at Georgia Tech. And he spent time in the state of Georgia as a head coach already. But there's no way Munkin can continue this offense, right? There's no way.
No. If they were going to do that, then it would have already been planned out. And Johnson would have stepped aside and immediately given Munkin the job. Like, at the same press conference. I don't think there's any chance right now that Georgia Tech is wanting to stick with that style of offense. They would have handled this completely differently from a kind of a changing of the guard situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, very good point there. I hadn't thought about that part of it. But, obviously, the other part of it is you don't want to be reactive to your fan base, but you do have to pay attention to it, and you do have to sell it in a different way. And I had a feeling early on, Larry Williams talked about it so much earlier, that it just felt like the end at Paul Johnson. Being down there this year, it just felt like it was going to be the end, and it just felt like that these people are ready to see a forward pass, that they're ready to see something besides a high school offense there. And you go back to some successful days there, Bobby Ross and some of the quarterbacks that he had, some of the passing games, the Calvin Johnsons of the world, and really what what they went through about really 25 good years of it, and seeing how they ran their offense. Now, this, I think they want to get back to that.
I do, and I think they just want a different identity. I think their identity, they want to be more of a culture. I've heard that a couple times when I've heard people talk about Georgia Tech. They're wanting to change the culture. Not the culture was bad or negative, but it was built around that option, right?
Yes.
That was their identity.
That was their brand.
I think they want a guy who's going to bring in an actual culture and build something, and something that can kind of encompass Atlanta a little bit better.
That's a great point. I made this point about Auburn yesterday, that at Auburn – they need to just hire a good person, ethics and values, something they hadn't done in the past, ethics and values, somebody who doesn't have marital issues and all kinds of, because, think about it. They wanted to hire Petrino, and then they hired Tuberville, had some issues, and then they had a bad run of bad, and Gus's wife's crazy and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, you just had bad people down there, and they're always, finding ways to get in trouble with the NCAA, and there's always turmoil, and there's always controversy. And I made a point that at Auburn's a great place.
Yeah.
If Auburn would just be Auburn, not getting their own way, they can differentiate. They give a kid, a different kind of kid, an alternative to Alabama. Auburn's not Alabama. Now, that's bad in a lot of ways when recruiting, but if a kid doesn't want to be an Alabama kid in that state, there's a good alternative at Auburn. Same thing at Georgia Tech. If you want a little more inner city, if you want a little more engineering, if you want a little more things to do, there is a clear alternative, and it doesn't have to be the triple option. It can be Georgia Tech being good enough at who they are. Just be Tech.
I agree, and look, you can look at the Paul Johnson era and appreciate what he did, but also realize it's 2018, and it's nothing wrong with having identity shift. You can feel both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, because what Paul Johnson did was very impressive at a school at Georgia Tech. But they updated the locker rooms recently. There seems to be a little bit more commitment to things like that. I think they're ready for an absolute culture change and identity change. And you're right. They could be the alternative that, hey, you don't have to go to Georgia, but you don't have to leave the state.
Right.
You don't have to go. And I don't know if Georgia Tech's going to compete with Clemson necessarily in recruiting, but there's so many kids. They always say there's more kids in Atlanta metro than there are in the whole state of South Carolina to recruit.
Right. So be that. Be Atlanta's team.
Yeah.
And I think Tony Elliott could do that, or Ken Wizhunt, whoever it might be.
I don't think Ken Wizhunt's doing that. But anyway.
Well, you talked me out of Wizhunt. I wasn't a Wizhunt guy, but you really talked me out of that. I know you'll touch on that a lot today. I can't wait to listen in, but.
Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to that with Brad and Ben coming up next. Hey, buddy, let's go ahead and get our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I know you were really on pins and needles about this for the last 13 months. The United States men's national team will hire Greg Berhalter to become their next head coach. After a 13-month search, they ended up going with a guy MLS that was in their backyard the whole time. It's unacceptable, ridiculous, and I hate it. But he's there, and let's have a plan going forward. And they're qualified for this thinking World Cup. I'm done with not qualifying for World Cups. Greg Berhalter, head coach of the U.S. men's national team. I don't think it is, no.
Who would you have hired?
Literally anybody else. You could have done the job better than Berhalter.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We wouldn't have. It wouldn't have been too good there. My two men are brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs.